Please be aware, the following material may not be suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion advised.
You got everything?
Yep.
Water?
Got it.
You know people die of dehydration all the time. It's probably the leading cause of death other than rattlesnake bites.
Actually, there are zero recorded deaths in the Grand Canyon attributed to rattlesnake bites.
That can't possibly be true.
It is. Actually, the top 10 causes of death in the Grand Canyon...
Watch out for the...
Ah!
Door.
Eric!
What? I said door.
You have to tell me where things are before I run into them. Saying door after I run into the door doesn't help me.
I can't get a word in with you. It's like traveling with...
With?
With a guy who talks a lot.
Brilliant. Start practicing now, before we get on the trail.
Can't we just walk in peace? Enjoy the scenery?
No, my life's in your hands. I can't see the moment. You have to point things out to me.
Okay, well, we're leaving the bunkhouse. There's some trees, some rocks.
Okay, more specific.
The sun pounds down on two very handsome hikers.
I can feel the sun. I'm blind, not paralyzed.
We should have booked another night down here. I'm exhausted. We're leaving our nice, warm beds to hike out of the canyon we just hiked into.
Well, they say it's easier hiking up than down. Something to do with...
Watch your step as we go over the... bridge. And then we come around this corner, and there's a nice view from the top of the plateau.
Describe it.
It's like a flat mountain.
I meant the view.
Oh. Big red rocks, trees, a few people who are either really small or really far away.
I would guess they're far away.
I know, I was joking.
You have to take this seriously. People die all the time. April 12th, 1971, Elizabeth Hazelhurst, age 21, slipped after sitting on the rim with her two sisters and a friend. Fell 350 feet down off Mojave Point.
Why would you tell me that?
July 7th, 1978, Bobby K. Kendrick, age 45, lost her footing while taking a photo. Fell 600 feet off Yaki Point.
Okay, let's change the subject. There's people up ahead.
April 8th, 1979, Roger Sidnor, age 30, tumbled into the canyon while lining up a dawn photo. Fell 200 feet off rim trail.
No more stories, Bart. There's a nice couple here.
Hello, friends.
Hey there. Friends.
Care to join us?
Sure. I didn't even see your baby. Hey, little guy.
This is Daxton. He's our eldest.
Oh, of how many?
He's an only child.
We're showing him the world while his brain is still developing.
The human brain is most open to learning as a baby, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's never too early to expose a child to the world.
It's like they say, early exposure to the world promotes higher brain function. This will allow him to pick up customs, cultures, and languages as we travel.
How many languages does he know?
How old is he?
Almost two. That answers both questions.
I'm Topher. This is my partner, Katie.
Eric, this is my hiking partner, Bart. Emphasis on the hiking part. Oh, and he's blind.
Blind?
No, Daxton, it isn't nice to point out other people's differences. Sorry, he's still in the phase where he says whatever he's thinking.
Bart's the same way. He was just telling me about all the times people accidentally fell off the canyon.
High five the nice man, Daxton.
Oh, they weren't all accidents.
Why is his hand wet?
Some people jumped on purpose. May 9th, 1993, two friends wearing parachutes leapt together off the south rim.
Oh, how exciting.
May 9th, 1993, their parachutes successfully deploy.
Well, that's good.
May 9th, 1993, they are too close, and the chutes become entangled.
Bart.
May 9th, 1993, they plummet to the ground. Death ensues.
Oh, look, more hikers.
Stay to the side, Bart. There's two more up the trail. I think they're dancing?
Ooh, probably Datura flowers. Great high. Until they kill you.
Hi!
Oh, fellow travelers.
We can't find any service down here.
Not even one lousy bar. We've completely lost our service.
Please don't get your phones close to Daxton. The young human brain is developing far faster than any other time in life.
Of course. I pity the child for having to spend the night in such grim accommodations.
Ghastly place. Not much of a resort, I'll tell you that much.
Who names a resort Phantom Ranch?
Oh, it was named for the Phantom Creek.
Ugh, how dreadfully redundant. I much prefer Everest for a hike.
You've hiked Everest?
Darling, I've lost count of the times, but one does crave a new challenge every once in a while, and this certainly wasn't it.
Hiking Everest is my dream. Who are you?
Of course, where are my manners? Introductions must be made. I'm Susan, and this is my husband, Danny.
Hello, I'm Danny, Susan's husband.
Nice to meet you. I'm Topher, and this is my...
I'm sorry, since when is Everest your dream?
Partner, Katie. Isn't it everyone's?
I've literally never even heard you mention it.
I've mentioned it. Mentioned it plenty of times.
Not to me.
Well, you simply must go.
Well, I'd never hike Everest. Just think of the enormous carbon footprint. Think of Daxton's future.
There is no future, my dear. Just a long and very dreary hike up to the top of this canyon, and absolutely no way to preoccupy the mind.
When you've seen as much as we have, it's hard to preoccupy one's mind.
Truly a burden.
We've actually seen a lot, too.
Have you?
We have so many stories, we're gonna start a vlog to document them all.
You have a vlog?
Well, not yet. We're considering it.
We're considering it.
Then perhaps a wager. This beef jerky for the hiking party with the best story?
Yes, like the Canterbury Tales. A prize of food for the travelers that serendipity has brought together.
They just unwrapped the beef jerky.
Yeah, I heard that.
It smells great.
Thanks, Eric.
Well, I guess we could go first. The greatest adventure we've ever had is the one that led us to each other.
You should see the way they looked at each other. Be grateful that you're blind.
It all started at a party at our hostel in Iceland.
We were each on a gap year, and I was sitting at the bar wearing this shirt that read, "My friend did the sunrise hike at the Lugavegur Trail, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt."
And here's the crazy part.
The Topher had a friend.
I was going to do that exact hike the very next day. So I come up to him and I said, "I'm hiking the Lugavegur Trail tomorrow. Would you recommend it?"
And I said, "I don't know. I haven't done it yet. My friend did, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt."
I knew that before I asked because it was written on his shirt.
And I was thinking to myself, Topher, is this girl flirting with you or just yanking your chain?
I was flirting with him, but it's like pulling teeth.
Because I can't take a hint.
He really can't. Earth to Topher, talk to the girl.
But I didn't know. I thought she was just very interested in the Lugavegur Trail.
But in fact, I knew more about the Lugavegur Trail than he did.
Later that night, she told me I was the cutest guy in the whole hostel.
Don't skip ahead.
It's an important detail.
It was a small hostel.
But still...
And dimly lit.
Anyway, I asked her if I could join her on the hike in the morning.
Finally, like, take a hint.
And she said yes!
What was that?
Shh, I'm trying to hear the details so I can make fun of them later.
Did anyone else hear something from the bushes?
And we were so excited that we stayed up all night talking about which trail we should take and what we should pack.
The weather can be very unpredictable on the Lugavegur Trail, as you know.
Or maybe you don't. It's a hard hike to get to. Not a lot of hikers make the trip.
Right. So if we wanted something, we had to bring it with us.
There's no REI along the trail.
So we stayed up all night talking, and at some point, we must have fallen asleep because we didn't wake up until noon the next day.
We missed the sunrise altogether.
But we found something more important than 1,000 sunrises.
Each other.
And the rest is history.
Ugh. How delightful. True love is better than any sunrise. Except if you're skiing in the Alps. That's better than life itself.
Bravo. That's your story? You slept in and missed the sunrise hike?
It's our biggest adventure.
What about Jackson? I thought he was your biggest...
It's Daxton, actually, and he's not an adventure. He's our future.
Ooh, I've got a good story.
Okay, but no more stories about hikers falling.
June 17th, 1951. Lee Roberts and Lee Smith were doubled up on one mule on the way down to Phantom Ranch.
Does this story have a happy ending?
I wouldn't bet on it.
June 17th, 1951. But the riders were crowded off the Bright Angel Trail by another passing mule caravan.
Cover your ears, Daxton.
June 17th, 1951, as the mule lost his footing, he began to tumble. Lee Roberts leapt to safety.
All's well that ends well.
June 17th, 1951, the mule and Lee Smith fell down, 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 off the path and into the canyon.
Down, down, down!
June 17th, 1951, the man hit the rocks first. The mule landed on top of him. Lee Smith was crushed. The mule survived.
I don't like that story.
And a man has just stumbled out of the bushes.
Hello. Welcome to Bright Angel.
Is that what this trail is called? Talk about a misnomer.
Oh, it's not a misnomer. It was a match for a nearby muddy creek called the Dirty Devil. It's a lyric from a hymn. Shall we gather at the river where bright angels' feet have trod?
I'm glad somebody saved us the trouble of reading the brochure. Before that, it was the Havasupi word for coyote tail.
Coyote tail trail.
Yep.
Are there coyotes out here?
Yep. Coyotes, bighorn sheep, wolves.
Wolves!
That's right, little one. If that jerky is still up for grabs, I'll tell you a story that has echoed around this canyon for centuries.
A true story?
Some say so.
That means no. He's making it up.
Ooh, what's it about?
The Phantom Wolf.
Oh, sounds like a club I used to go to in the East Village.
No, isn't that the movie with what's-his-face in it? Kevin something.
This is just a campfire story. I can already tell.
So many deaths in the canyon have been blamed on falls or jumps or dehydration, but are really souls who were fleeing the jaws and claws of the Phantom Wolf. He waits. He watches. He stalks soundlessly. He melts in and out of the shadows, emerges from the mist of the rainfall, takes form from the seemingly withered wood of a twisted tree.
Good thing the sun is still out. We're safe in the sun.
I wouldn't be so sure. He can appear from anywhere at any time. He sneaks up behind you, and the last thing you hear is the menacing growl of the Phantom Wolf. The first warning of his approach is the last thing you hear. The low, menacing growl of the Phantom Wolf.
Yeah, nice try, pal. No jerky for you.
Not really much of a story, is it?
Thank you for your submission. A minute to deliberate, Mr.
Echo.
Is that short for something?
Echo the Mystic. What do you think of the story about the...
Not a fan.
Well, what about the one with the other?
Better than the other, but still no.
So I guess it's gotta be...
My thoughts exactly. The winner is the couple with the baby. Yours was the least bad.
Yes! Victorious!
Rigged. They had the biggest team. Even Reverb had a better story than that.
It's Echo.
Whatever.
I wouldn't worry about the wolf anyway. He only attacks groups of seven. And with me gone, there's only six of you. Oh, I forgot about the baby.
What an odd man.
Was it just me, or was that the drunk history version of a Brothers Grimm story?
I'll agree with that. A mean wolf story. A recycled fable that paints an animal as evil just for doing what it was born to do? I mean, we're the invasive species here, not the wolves.
Ruff, ruff.
Yes, sweetie. Like a dog. Very good.
We've heard those stories before 100 times.
More.
1,000 times.
100,000 even.
I've heard it 1,000,000,000 times.
I don't think that's possible.
There's no doggies here, Daxton. I think he's calling for Max.
I'll say it. I expected more. I honestly did. I wanted to give him a chance, but that concept has just been done to death.
Yeah, it comes out of nowhere, in these exact conditions. How convenient.
We've traveled so far off the beaten path to expose Daxton to new stories and feed his curiosity as it grows.
Oh, woo!
Max is with Grandma Daxton, and that sounds more like a wolf.
Wolf!
This just isn't it.
Finally, reception.
It's like we're back from the moon. Look at all these messages. Here's one from Tibet.
Oh, who could that be?
The number isn't even saved.
Wolf!
Must be the Dalai Lama. What does he want this time?
Oh, this jerky is really delicious.
You should have had the ostrich teriyaki one.
Better?
To die for.
And ahead of us is a thin, winding trail, switchbacking over a rocky landscape. And on the other side is a sheer cliff that leads to certain death. Birds are chirping up above.
Wolf!
Not now, Daxton. The grown-ups are talking.
You know you should join us when we get to the top of the canyon. We'd love to have you all for dinner.
Wolf!
Oh, that'd be delightful.
Wolf!
What was that noise?
Echo.
This episode of Don't Write Me Off, entitled Bright Angel, stars Anthony Zambito as Bart, Matt Bruggeman as Eric, John Noble Barrick as Topher, Cameron Basili as Katie, Katie Congrove as Susan, Emilio Tieri as Danny, AJ Lubecker as Echo, and Cameron Basili as Daxton. Bright Angel is a Lucky Broadcasting production written by Alex Knight, directed by Cole Gosley, with editing and sound design by Chase Anderson. A Lucky Broadcasting production.